And remember these things. Oh, he will never be tired. Always some inspiration will come. Oh, Shyam Ravani will explain. Very qualified. I honor her like my
God sister.
And my darling daughter, very powerful when writing. If anyone anywhere criticizes me at once, sword in one hand and in another hand, what? Pen. Or she can fight with anyone, even Brahma will come and he will criticize me all at once. No delay, chat and pat.
Very quick, chat pat
means very quick. So no, so many arguments of whatever, also sit. Don't disturb. So, very qualified. He knows all these truths. Siddhant. Very learned persons, even sannyasis. Sannyasis cannot argue with her. She can cut all their arguments. Very guru nishtha. I like guru nishtha. Always quotes me and Swamiji, his books. Oh, my Guru Devi is telling like this. Not like others. They think that I am telling, I am monarch, I want to control everyone. Not like so. To those who have guru nishtha, this is the backbone of bhakti. Bhakti will pursue always, coming, following. Oh, he is very humble. Knowing all the siddhant, we should be very humble, very giving honor to each one. And if you are not giving proper honor to others, oh, I know better than anyone. Then he may challenge his Gurudev also, he may challenge Krishna also, Mahaprabhu also, Rupa Goswami also. Oh, I am telling my words, not this. Gurudev becomes very, very humble. Oh, my Gurudev, I heard this. I am only telling to you. Explain it. This humbleness be always. Give me proper respect. Even to Kanishtha Adhikari. You know, Srimati Radhika used to give so much honor for deers. Dhanyasma, I want to be in harim, dear. So humbleness, then the peacefulness always, oh, they will rise, develop their Krishna consciousness. But if even a false ego, I know all. Why should I honor all these bogus persons? Oh, then he will divisiate. So try to learn etiquette, Vaishnava etiquette, and do properly. Honor to all. Even who are Kanishta, even Madhyam, Madhyam Uttam, Uttam, all. Krishnaiti, just a giring tanma, like this. So you should explain this, that how this name is who? Jashodanandana, Kansani Shudana, Nanda Khattanaya, Rasa. What is the meaning? Rasa Kupa. Endless well of Rasa. So you should explain something.
Srila Gurudev explained this song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Alachua just 1 week ago. He said that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur would spend his entire nights without sleeping, weeping this song. It seems like a song of joy, but he was weeping, feeling separation from the service of Krishna in these forms. This song is for entering into Raghunuga Bhakti, following in the mood of Raghunath Das Goswami, of weeping for service of Krishna in relation to Srimati Radhika, as we see in the last words of this song, that Krishna takes his pleasure in the worship of Srimati Radhika. There is one thing that we want to gain, which is spiritual service, and there are some things that we want to get rid of: our impurities, our sins, our offenses, and the taste of the results of those which impede our bhakti. So here in this song, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying to Putanagatana and the killer of Agasura and the killer of so many demons. These demons are like the demons of impurities in our hearts. Trinavarta, as you know, is the whirlwind demon, and he made so much dust and straw fly around Vrindavan. This dust and straw represents arguments and logic against bhakti, and Krishna destroys them. Just like we hear that Krishna lifts Govardhan Hill, and we think, how is that possible? I don't see anyone who has a form who can lift a mountain. Therefore, by my logic, I've come to the conclusion that Krishna is impersonal. God is impersonal. Because impersonal things are bigger and stronger than personal things. So this is logic against bhakti. And Krishna destroys that. Yesterday, Gurudev...
But always think that Aghasur was killed by Krishna. Oh, that Krishna is the form of this name. His name is prominent, and the activities and so many forms, all that in song is, all are forms of this name.
As Gurudev said yesterday, in quoting Jayati Jayati Nama Nanda Rupam Murari, this name is the Rup of Murari. It's not a vibration of sound. It's actually the form of Krishna when he kills Murari, when he kills Putana, and gives them all liberation. There's one other song by Srila Rupa Goswami.
Not form of Krishna, form of this name here. Try to understand all. Nam Tuva Aneka Swarupa. What is the meaning?
Holy name, you have so many billions of forms.
Forms. So all the forms that are told in names, all are the forms of this name. Krishna is also form of this name. Try to realize this thing.
Perhaps I can give an analogy.
But you should also know, not for Kanishtha or Madhyam Adhikari. This is for Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Uttam Mahabhagavat himself, the power of Gaur Chandra. For him, but we should follow. So we are now chanting and singing this song, but really, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, likewise all Vaishnava kindly realize this thing. Very important thing. Go on.
Our Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada gave an example in 1966 or 67 when he opened up his second ISKCON temple in San Francisco. His disciple, Rai Rama, called him on the phone, and Prabhupada said that the telephone line carried Rai Rama from San Francisco to where I am in New York, and I was actually speaking with him. If a mundane sound vibration can have form, then what to speak of this spiritual name, that it is the form of the name is non-different from the form of Krishna. This is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prayer, and he's weeping. It's not yet our prayer. So therefore we pray to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that please, whatever is in your heart when you sing this song and when you wrote that song, please put your moods and realizations in my heart so that I can also weep when I sing these names. So we're praying to each name, the form of each name, that let me serve you in this way. You are getting rid of all impurities and sins, destroying them, and giving liberation. And on the other hand, you're Jashoda Nandan, Nanda Tanoya, Rasakup, and you take pleasure ultimately in serving Srimati Radhika. So please let me serve you in your unlimited forms of your holy names.
Thank you. God. Namo. Devirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshurunumilitam Jena Tasmai Isi Gurave Nama Vancha Kalpatarubhasya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratise Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Bhaktyavihina Aparadhalakshaya Chittasya Kamaditaranga Madhye Kripamai Tvam Saranam Prapanna Brinde Namaste Charanam Yam Prabhijantam Anupetam Apetakrityam Dvaipayano Virahakataraya Juhava Poteti Tanmetaya Parvobhinedo Tam Sarabhutaridayam Munimanutasri tavai vasmi najvami tvaya vina iti vigyai radhi tannai maam charanti.
Maine kal sabse pehle main apne guruji ke charno mein pranat hokar koti koti pushpanjali अर्पित कर रहा हूं और वैसे ही अपने शिक्षा गुरु उन विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज जी के भी चरणों में अपनी प्रणति पुष्पांजलि ज्ञापन कर रहा हूं। कल हम लोग रूप शिक्षा प्रारंभ किया और उसमें हमने कैसे बतलाया कि भक्ति लता का बीज गुरु प्रदान करता है और भक्त साधक अपने हृदय में उसको वपन करता है। गुरु वपन नहीं करता है, गुरु बीज दे देता है और कहता है इसको पानी देना, मिट्टी को फर्टाइल बनाकर उसमें इसको बोना और जब उसमें अंकुर निकल आए तो देखना बकरी और कोई जानवर उसे चरने जाए, इसलिए उसको फेंसिंग बना देना और उचित रूप में पानी देना, हवा का प्रबंध रखना, सूर्य का प्रकाश भी उस पर लगे, सारी व्यवस्था। तो कुछ दिनों में उसमें से अंकुर निकलेगा, अंकुर लगने के बाद में कुछ दिनों के बाद में उसमें दो पत्तियां आएंगी, इसके बाद में फिर दो पत्तियां आएंगी, इसके बाद में फिर दो पत्तियां आएंगी। उसमें पहली यदि उचित रूप में हरि गुरु वैष्णव से संग करके सदगुरु को आश्रय करके और संबंध ज्ञान के साथ अपराधों को दूर रखकर यदि नियमित रूप में हरि नाम करेंगे, हरि कथाओं को श्रवण करेंगे, तो आपका सबसे पहले यही होगा फल, क्लेश दूर हो जाएंगे। सारे क्लेश जरूर दूर होंगे ही, इसलिए बतलाया क्लेश सब ही। और इसके बाद में दूसरी पत्ती जब निकलेगी, अभी फूटी हुई नहीं है, वो पत्ता पूरा नहीं आया, अभी सिकुड़ा हुआ पत्ता है, तो भी उसमें से सारे शुभ कल्याण उसमें आएंगे, हरिनाम में रुचि होने लग जाएगी और बड़ा आनंदमय होगा, वो कृष्ण को प्रसन्न करेगा और उसे हमारी आत्मा भी प्रसन्न होगी। इसके बाद में ये पत्तियां दोनों खुल गई, अब ऊपर का भाग वो नीचे चला गया, अर्थात उसमें रागानुगा भक्ति अब आ गई। और इसके बाद में दो पत्ते और उठे, वो दो पत्ते क्या हैं? वो क्या है जी?
मोक्ष
लघुताकृत
सुदुर्लभ।
सुदुर्लभ मोक्ष भी बहुत छोटा तुच्छ हो जाएगा उसके सामने, ऐसी सुंदर पत्ती होगी। कृष्ण सेवा में उसकी ऐसी रुचि, अभी नाम में रुचि हो जाएगी, हरि कथा रुचि में, जो ब्रह्म ज्ञान को भी वो निरादर करने लगेगा। जैसे जैसे ही सुखदेव गोस्वामी जी व्यास जी का संग किया, भागवत को पढ़ा, उनका ब्रह्म ज्ञान फीका पड़ गया और कृष्ण सेवा के लिए उनकी रुचि जम गई। ये हमारे सनत संदन सनत कुमार निर्विशेष ज्ञान में मत रहते थे, ब्रह्म में, निराकार ब्रह्म में, किंतु ब्रह्म में जगत को ब्रह्म में देखते थे, किंतु जय हुई ब्रह्मा जी की कृपा दृष्टि हुई, बस झट नारायण का दर्शन हुआ, जय विजय का संग हो गया, अझट वो बदल गए और कृष्ण में, कृष्ण की कथाओं में उनकी रुचि हो गई, सेवा में रुचि आ गई। तब वो सनक सनंदन वो नहीं रहे ब्रह्मवादी, और परम भक्त बन गए, नारद जी के गुरु बन गए। ये ऐसा नाम है। तो ये कि मोक्ष लघुता और मोक्ष लघुता में भी बहुत सी बातें हैं। मोक्ष किसको कहते हैं? ओ आई हैव टोल्ड सो मच, ओ यू शुड यू योर सेल्फ व्हाट आई टोल्ड यू कैन नॉट डू, व्हाई नॉट, यू नो हिंदी ऑफ देन यू समटाइम्स ही कैन डू। अच्छा लो करो करो तुम अच्छे तरह से कर सकते हो। ये ओ एक बात भूल जाऊंगा मैं, अभी कह दूं, याद आ गया प्रसंग से, जो कह रहा था ना, श्रीमद् भागवत में जहां प्रसंग देखते हैं, जहां पर सुत गोस्वामी जी वर्णन कर रहे हैं, वहां पर सुखदेव उवाच ऐसा कहेंगे, जहां पर मैत्रेयी जी कथा कह रहे हैं विदुर जी को, मैत्रेयी जी, तो वहां पर क्या कहेंगे? सुत उवाच, सुख उवाच, नारद उवाच, क्या मतलब? मतलब क्या है? मतलब इसका यह है कि अपने गुरु का रेफरेंस दे करके बतला, ये नहीं कि मैं कह रहा हूं और उनके बाप की बपौती नहीं है जो वो कह रहे हैं, वो क्या चीज है? अपने गुरु जी से सुना तभी तो ये आया, नहीं तो हम क्या जानते थे? तो ये बात जरूर होगी, वो कहेगा जी हमारे गुरु जी ऐसे करते थे, इसलिए सुत जी गोस्वामी जब कहते हैं तो सुखदेव गोस्वामी जी ओ ही टो हैज टोल्ड लाइक दिस। इफ ओ व्यास देव टेलिंग ओ नारद उवाच, वो नारद जी कह रहे हैं कपिल उवाच देहूति उवाच लाइक दिस सो दिस शुड गिव द रेफरेंस ऑफ गुरु परंपरा गुरु एंड गुरु परंपरा ऑलवेज आई एम नॉट ए स्पीकर हु आर यू यू आर लाइक ए लाउड स्पीकर एम्पलीफायर वर्ली फ्रॉम वेयर दिस वॉइस इज कमिंग दिस आर ट्रांसडेंशल फ्रॉम वेयर ऑलवेज रियलाइज दिस देन यू विल बी हम्बल अदरवाइज फॉल्स एगो मे कम सो बी लाइक दिस वेरी हम्बल माई गुरुदेव माई शिक्षा गुरु ओ श्री गुरु गोस्वामी कोट देयर वर्सेस लाइक व्यास देव इज टेलिंग सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज टेलिंग लाइक दिस then humbleness will come and then all will bound to hear paying respect more respect humble
first of all Shri Gurudev offered his obeisances onto the lotus feet of his Diksha Gurudev and his Shiksha Gurudev and then continuing from yesterday's class we heard how the fortunate living entity who is Bhagyavan, who is so fortunate, comes in touch with the pure devotee, Sadguru. And what happens next? The Sadguru, he gives him the seed of Bhakti Lata, seed of the creeper of devotion. He does not plant that seed. He gives that seed to the sadhak or the disciple and gives him the directions how to plant the seed and how to nourish or nurture the plant. He tells him, you should properly first make the land clean and fertile and then plant the seed and properly give water, make sure fresh air is there and proper sunlight is there. Then what happens? When he follows these instructions, then the seed gradually sprouts and two leaves manifest from this creeper of devotion and then later two more leaves. Now this growth of the creeper of devotion, how it really is possible only when the sadhak is careful to take bona fide association. If he is not careful about association, then this growth will not take place. First of all, the guru has to be bona fide, coming in parampara. Then only this seed will work. Now, the first two leaves. What are these two leaves? Kleshatini, Shubhda. Kleshatini means the first leaf, even if then it is not completely unfolded, what it will do? It will eradicate all the inauspiciousness, all the anarthas and all the unwanted impediments which are blocking one's growth. And what will happen when the second leaf unfolds? All good fortune, all auspiciousness will manifest in the life of the devotee. All the good qualities which are present in a pure devotee will gradually start manifesting in the disciple or the sadhak who is nurturing this creeper of devotion. And when these two leaves completely unfold, the inner side, which is smooth, it will manifest, signifying the presence of spontaneous loving devotional service, Raganuga Bhakti. Then the next two leaves, Moksha Lagutakrita and Sudur Labha. Moksha Lagutakrita means when this leaf comes or manifests, the fortunate living entity or sadhu, he becomes so elevated that even the desire of liberation becomes completely insignificant, completely useless for him. He has no attraction for that. And for that, we see the example of Sri Sukadev Goswami. He himself used to wander in Nirvishesha Brahma in the impersonal form of the Lord. But when he heard the Srimad Bhagavatam from Vyasadeva, then his mind was immediately attracted towards the wonderful pastimes of Krishna. And same thing we see in the life of the four Kumaras, the sons of Brahma, Sanat, Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, they also, when they had mercy from Lord Brahma, then what happened? They developed natural attraction for the pastimes of the Lord. So this happens when moksha lagvatrika need is manifested in the life of devotee. Then the next is sudurlabha, which Gurudev yet to explain. But he made another important point, and that was essence, as Gurudev has already told, that all through the Bhagavatam we are hearing different dialogues, and in all the dialogues we see the speakers, they are quoting the references of previous acharyas. Like for example, in the first dialogue of Shaunak and other sages, they are quoting Shuku Vacha, Shukadev Goswami spoke, or Shukadev Goswami said. And then in consequent all the dialogues, if Maitreya Rishi is speaking to Vidura, he's saying the same, or Suta Uvacha or Narada Uvacha. So we have to be very careful when we are acting as the carrier of this transcendental message, then we understand our position as simply being the instrument and not the original cause or the source of this sound.
Thank you. What you have written? Who?
The public.
Huh?
The public is asking if you can speak in English, and Madhav Dharaj is replying, if everyone pays their fee, then Gurudev will speak in English.
They are not paying fees.
Why?
Only there are 120 devotees over there, they only pay 120 devotees. They come
only 20? Oh! And more here.
Madhav Dharaj is telling us, if everyone pays their fee, that the festival fee, then Gurudev will speak in English.
But here, Sweden devotees are paying so much.
They are paying everything.
Oh, isliye वो लोग कहते हैं कि हिंदी में बोलिए.
आधा घंटा हिंदी बोलना.
हाँ,
हिंदी लोग बेसी नहीं तो इसमें
हिंदी में कब आए?
सुंदर समय आज में मने
तो I should speak in English. Oh, you should raise your hands. अच्छा,
हिंदी में हिंदी लेस करो.
Now हिंदी, हिंदी वाला. Oh, really some less. No, thank you.
After
what?
He's saying next week Tirtha Maharaj is speaking English.
Next week Tirtha Maharaj will explain everything
for one week.
Yes.
And all the Indian people here
is
speaking English, otherwise they cannot live here, so they
are all. Oh, that is why I want. Everywhere I told English, so I'm tired now by speaking English. No, I mean, let's speak both. Moksha labhuta krita. What is the meaning of moksha? What do you mean by moksha? Oh, Tirthamara, khade ho karke boliye. Moksha kisko kahte hain in English or Hindi, as you like. मोक्ष माने मोक्ष किसको कहते हैं? What we mean by moksha? Liberation. What is liberation? मोक्ष क्या है?
श्री गौर चंद्राय राधिकाय सदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः. So moksha lagta krit sudurlabha. When we are doing bhajan sadhana, at first in bhakti sadhana line there, so two leaves, Leshadhi and Subhadra. After then, when bhav bhakti come in, then moksha lagta krit and sudurlabha, second two leaves. And when prem come in, then more two leaves, Sandrananda Vishesh Atma, Sikeshna Karsani Chasa. So morning time, described here, so moksha lagta krit and sudur labha.
I want only that you should explain what is moksha.
Moksha means liberation.
Oh, always quote. Who has told what? Not your version we will want to hear. Not it will do. You should explain what is moksha and who has told, or for, who guru has told like this, who guru told like this, who told like this, like this.
Moksha means liberation. So Lord Kapilde told, O Mata, so many persons, they wanted...
Hindi te bolo na, bole di beso. Hindi me bolo. Go on.
Hindi me.
हिंदी में बोल दो तो और समझाने लगा अच्छी तरह से उसको. हिंदी में बोल.
साधक जब साधक भक्त भजन करते हैं, भजन करते करते उनके अंदर संसार की सारी स्प्रिया समाप्त हो जाती है, उस समय मुक्ति तक भी अति तुच्छ हो जाता है कि मुक्ति को नहीं चाहते. संसार में जब लोगों का मन उब जाता है तो उस समय लोग मुक्ति की ओर बढ़ते हैं कि कहें कहें हमें मुक्ति मिल जाए तब हमें शांति मिलेगी. साधारण रूप से लोग समझते हैं कि आत्यंतिक दुख निवृत्ति रेगा मुक्ति, संसार का दुख हट जाए बस इससे हम फ्री हो जाए.
Oh, here you should know. Kapil Dev is telling to her mother. What? This attachment is mukti. Understand? डिटैचमेंट फ्रॉम दिस वर्ल्ड, आसक्ति, संसार से आसक्ति दूर हो जाने का नाम ही यह. और साधारण रूप में शंकराचार्य और पांचों दर्शन का इनको छोड़ करके, शंकराचार्य व्यास जी को छोड़ करके और जितने दर्शन वाले हैं, एक्सेप्ट व्यास देव,
उत्तर मीमांसा,
ऑल दी आचार्य लाइक शंकराचार्य, लाइक गौतम, लाइक कणाथ, लाइक जैमिनी, दे टेल दैट आतंतिक दुख निवृत्ति एव मुक्ति. बट हाउ इट विल कम, हाउ इट विल कम. सो इन श्रीमद् भागवत हैज बीन टोल्ड पर मुक्ति ही तू अन्यथा रूपम स्वरूपेण व्यवस्थित इति मुक्ति. व्हाट मीनिंग? मुक्ति ही तो अन्यथा रूपम, दिस इज अन्यथा रूपम मेटेरियल बॉडी, ओ ग्रॉस बॉडी एंड सेटल बॉडी, बोथ आर बॉडी बट वी आर नॉट दैट सोल, डिफरेंट. नाउ यू आर थिंकिंग दैट वी आर दिस बॉडी एंड देन वेन रियलाइज दैट ओ आई एम नॉट दिस बॉडी. So, मुक्ति ही तो अन्यथा रूपम स्वरूपेन व्यवस्थिति, जब स्वरूप में हम व्यवस्थित हो जाएंगे तो उसका नाम है मुक्ति. किंतु इसको भी उतना आदर नहीं किया. विष्णुवान विलाभ मुक्ति मध्वाचार्य टेल्स, अवर शास्त्र टेल्स, श्रीमद्भागवत ही हैज कोटेड फ्रॉम महाभारत, विष्णुवान री लाभ. व्हाट मीनिंग? Oh, to serve her, or giving up this all material desires, even if you are in this world, then, oh, try to learn how to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal. Or oh, these are, oh, extreme Vishnu tattva. To serve Radha Krishna conjugal, even in Shadan. And he has realized something. Oh, this is called mukti, to serve Radha Krishna Kanjuga. And repeat all these bodies and Belsthite in a in oh, our soul constitutional form and serving God. This is actual mukti. Ab bolo.
अभी अभी गुरुजी ने बताया है कि साधारण रूप से जो मुक्ति है, संसार से दुख की निवृत्ति हो जाना मुक्ति है, परंतु इससे आगे आत्मस्वरूप में प्रतिष्ठित होना उसको भी एक मुक्ति का आगे है। श्री शंकराचार्य ने कहा है कि ब्रह्म साधुज्य कि हम ब्रह्म में लीन हो जाएंगे, हम सभी ब्रह्म हैं, अहम ब्रह्मास्मि सोहम, इस प्रकार सोहम सोहम करते हुए हम ब्रह्म में लीन हो जाएंगे, इस प्रकार की भी एक मुक्ति है। और श्रीमद् मध्वाचार्य ने कहा है भगवान के चरण कमल की प्राप्ति ही यथार्थ मुक्ति है। शास्त्रों में जो बात पाई जाती है उसमें भी मुक्ति का बहुत सारा वर्णन है, जैसे सालोक्य सारूप्य सामीप्य सारूप्य और शास्त्री, पांच प्रकार के मुक्ति का वर्णन हुआ है। जो कोई व्यक्ति भगवान का भजन करता है, भगवान का भजन करने से संसार से मुक्त होकर उस मुक्ति धाम को प्राप्त होता है। ऐसे तो एक साधारण रूप से ब्रह्म साधिज्य मुक्ति है और परमात्मा साधिज्य मुक्ति है और भगवत साधिज्य में जैसे कि भगवान के लोक में वास करना, वैकुंठ धाम में जाकर के भगवान के लोक में वास करते हैं और भगवान के समान अपूर्व ऐश्वर्य को प्राप्त होता है और ब्रह्मा सह विपस्थिता सर्वान कामान समस्मृत कि वहां जाकर के अपूर्व ऐश्वर्य के अधिपति बन जाता है और सारे विषय संपत्ति भोग सुख को प्राप्त करता है। इसी प्रकार भगवान के समान रूप वाली जो कि चतुर्भुज रूप को प्राप्त कर वे देखने में विष्णु जैसे ही लगते हैं, वे भगवान के दूत बन जाते हैं। इसी प्रकार सारूप मुक्ति को लाभ करते हैं और कोई भगवान के सामीप्य को प्राप्त करते हैं। परंतु जो कोई भक्त होता है, भक्त कभी इस प्रकार की मुक्ति को नहीं चाहते हैं, वे चाहते हैं भगवान की सेवा। बिना सेवा के श्री कपिलदेव जी ने कहा हे मातर मेरे भक्त दिय मानव बिना गिरनती बिना मत सेवा मिल जाए, मैं उनको देना चाहता हूं मुक्ति परंतु वे नहीं चाहते हैं, क्योंकि मुक्ति में केवल अपना सुख रह जाता है, वहां पर भगवान की सेवा नहीं होती है। कहीं कहीं मुक्ति में वैष्णव आचार्यों ने जैसे वर्णन किया है कि प्रेम से उत्तरा और सुख से उत्तरा, बहुत से लोग यहां से भजन साधन करके उस मुक्त होकर के उस लोक को प्राप्त करते हैं, परंतु जो
तो भी से In the Shastra it has been told. What is Mukti? Liberation. By chanting and by hearing Harikatha. Your detachment from worldly desires and sense gratification has come. This is Mukti. Even in this world, devotees are here. Like Sukhdev Goswami was here, but detached, not attached anywhere. Say, Bhakti may be that. Even Madhyam Adhikari, he may be that. What to tell of Uttam Adhikari? And second, that Shankaracharya and all his followers have told, all five philosophers, in India, they had discovered Atantak Dev Dukkhari Nibriti Revu Mukti. But how it can be? To cross all kinds of suffering, a unlimited, endless chain of birth and death, sorrows and suffering. It cannot be without bhajan. Never. The followers of Shankaracharya, they are aparadhi. They cannot realize these things. Never. So it can be only Navabhas. All can be done. After that, Vishwang Rilabha Mukti. Madhvacharya told, quoted from Mahabharata. That if he were
detached from this world by serving, by meditation of Krishna, Radha Krishna, or Vishnu, or Narayan, even Ramachandra. And you are serving like Hanuman, like Jaya Vijay, like others. Then you are liberated. More than liberation. And Mukti Hitu Anatha Rupam. Sarupena Vyavasthiti. If he is like Rupa Goswami, we cannot quote Rupa Goswami name here, or so many, like Dilya Mangal, he was a sadhak, he was so much attached to lust, a prostitute, and when he was kicked by that prostitute, oh, now he realized, what blunder I have done. And then he began to chant, remember Krishna. Totally he took shelter. Then he became detached from this worldly world. And Krishna was taking his finger or lathi. He took him to Vrindavan. You know these old facts. So when Bilya Mangal was
transformed,
and he had realized his soul, and he began to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal. Krishna and Radha became uneasy to give their darshan, and they gave, and then they took him to Golok Vrindavan. You know, the sons of Kuber, Nalkubar and Manigri, caused by Narada, they become tree, and by touching only by Krishna, not himself, by rope that mortar, and from that or trespassed his energy, and they were liberated. And they what became? They became
associates of
Snigdha Kantha and Madhu Kantha, they are always in the council of Krishna. Oh, what doing? Oh, telling all the past, sweet pastimes of Krishna there. Sometimes in Gopi council and sometimes other council. So this is called Swarupena Vyavasthiti. When we will be established in your constitutional form, and then you can realize this. So this is mukti. But generally, what Tirtha Maharaj told in Srimad Bhagavat, also it has been told. Diyamanam na grihananti vina mat sevan. Shalokyam sarshti sarupya aikaityam api uta. Diyamanam api na grihananti vina mat sevan. Himself Narayan, Vishnu, they can come and tell, I am giving you all five kinds of mukti. Bhakti will kick first. Sayujya, they will never take it. This is like offense. They will not take it. They will reject. In some cases they can take it. What?
Prem Savottara.
What? तो ये प्रेम से उत्तरा ये नहीं तो प्रेम से उत्तरा मुक्ति जातु सुख ऐश्वर्य उत्तरा एंड
प्रेम से उत्तरा
इन दिस फोर सामिप्य बीइंग विथ नारायण और विष्णु इन देयर फॉर्म चतुर्भुज लाइक and sometimes samipya, sarupya, like Krishna,
Narayan,
Chaturbhuj, like Vishnu, like others, sarshti, powerful like
so much opulence.
Opulence, so much opulence will be there. And then Shalukya in his lok, like Dhruva was in his lok. What doing? What doing? Serving? No. So first they want to be free from all kinds of all kinds of suffering, sorrows. So they taste like this, enjoy all these things. But any bhakta does not like. Prem Shoa Uttara, some can take. Like Jai Vijay, like Hanuman, like others. This is Prem Shoa Uttara. In some cases they will accept. But anyone higher, they don't like. Never. Vyamanapi nagrinanti vina mat sevanam jana. Only they want to serve Krishna, Ramachandra or Narayana. This is better. But also they keep some, they don't reject this also. Api takta lakshmi pati vyomanenim. Even rejecting but the service of Narayana like Lakshmi, even Rukmini Shaktabhama like Sita, they don't want. They want to serve only Brajendranandan Shyam Sundar in Golok Vrindavan. This is the highest class of mukti. But some devotees, not devotees, like some, the followers of Shankaracharya, they misunderstand all these things. So here what is told? That moksha laghuta krita. If that regulative bhakti agreed for Raganuga, that bhakti comes to serve Krishna like Brajavasis, then they reject all kinds of liberation. So moksha laghuta. Why? If, you know, Gur,
Mula says.
Nice. Anyone tastes and very, very, very tasteful, very tasty. But if you are giving him Rasagolla, then automatically he will give up that thing. So if the service of Krishna Narayana comes there, automatically, he has no taste for all these things. So this is moksha laghuta krita. And then sandha nanda nanda vishesh atma. Or sudurlabha. Durlabha. What is sudurlabha?
Microphone please.
Come in.
Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he's explaining that one of the symptoms of bhav bhakti is sudurlabha. This means that bhav bhakti is very rarely attained. It's very difficult. If anyone is doing the process of karma, they can be elevated to heavenly planets. Not so difficult. If someone is calling Gyanamar, they may gradually approach the platform of liberation. If anyone is doing yoga, they may attain yoga siddhi. But someone doing bhakti sadhan for a very, very long time, but this bhav bhakti, it may not come unless they have very, very high class association. And by their mercy, then it may come. So this bhav bhakti is called sudurlabha, very rarely attained.
Thank you. Well, sudurlabha. Sudurlabha how? Srila Rupa Goswami or Srila? It has been told in Upadesha Amrita anywhere that even Narad, devotee like Narad, what is the Sudurlabha? To serve Radha Krishna conjugal as Brajavasi, it is very rare. Even उनका जो प्रेमी भक्त लोग हैं उनके लिए भी ये बड़ा भारी कठिन है सुदुर्लभ।
भजन चतुर्ज नाम ले प्रकाशित हो
गया। ओ माने श्लोक का नहीं
कृष्ण सोच चाय पड़ना बस टीप है सी गोपी राजा कुंदम चश्य मुनि वीर अपस्थ दिगे को प्यारी
पापी प्रेष्ठम
प्रेष्ठ अपि असुलभम
प्रेष्ठम अपि सुलभम दोज हैव लव एंड अफेक्शन फॉर इवन ओ दिस Bhav bhakti or raganuga bhakti and ragatmik bhakti, oh, very, 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 very rare, very rare. So it is had been told. Oh, it is very easy to go to Vaikuntha. Even you know that Ajamil went there quickly, only by what? Narayan, and he kept for. His son. But by chanting this Namabhas came out and then four associates of Narayan, Sankh Chakra Gadapun, 400 they came. And they taught to Ajamil. What is the glorification of these names? Even Namabhas is so high, then if Shuddha name. So after that he came in senses. He left his all these things, wife, children and everything, and he came to Haridwar, took bath in Haridwar in Ganges, and what mantra was given by four and process he adopted there, and chanting Krishna Kanda, prem of Narayan, this came, and by this prem he went to Vaikuntha. Not by Namabhas event. Namabhas ke dwara koi nahi ja sakta. Anyone cannot go to Vaikuntha even by Namabhas. By pure name is Shuddha. Pure Shuddha name. But here is some affluence. So anyone can go easy there. But to go to Braja, very high. Rupa Goswami will tell all these things. And then Sandratma, Visheshatma, Krishna Akarshanincha. What is that? Either in English or in Hindi. Better tell in English.
So Gurudev, Guru Maharaj, to discuss about Sandhati Vishyatma, Krishna Akarshani, Chasha. When sadhak, he performed bhajan and shadhan.
Better you should speak Hindi and then he will translate.
Jab sadhak bhajan shadhan karte hai, और भजन साधन करते करते भाव दशा को प्राप्त करते हैं, उस भाव दशा में जो पत्तियां निकलती हैं जिसको कहते हैं मुख्य लोकतांत्रिक और सुदूर लोभा, जिसके कथा प्रसंग हम लोग अभी अभी श्रवण किए हैं, और इसके पश्चात साधक जब प्रेम दशा में उपस्थित होते हैं तब दो पत्तियां निकलती है, वो दो पत्तियां कहते हैं कृष्ण ये संघात्मा विशेषात्मा, अर्थात उनके प्रेम इतने घनीभूत हो जाते हैं हृदय में, जिसके कहते हैं वह प्रेम के द्वारा जिसमें जो है साधक के हृदय में भगवान के प्रति अत्यंत जो है ममता प्रकटित होते हैं, क्यों ये प्रेम दशा में एक लक्षण है अनन्य ममता विष्णु ममता प्रेम संगता, जिसमें प्रेम इतने प्रकार से घनीभूत होते हैं और ममता ममता होकर के कृष्ण के स्वयं जो है आकर्षित करते हैं, अर्थात उसमें एक अहमता और ममता आ जाते हैं, जिस प्रकार संसार में एक अहमता और ममता है ये इसको कहते हैं प्राकृतिक ममता है। और साधक जब उस प्रेम दशा में पहुंचते हैं तो अब उस समय वो जो ममता कृष्ण के प्रति होता है, इसमें कहते हैं कृष्ण मेरा है, भगवान के प्रति इस प्रकार ममता आता है। और अहमता हो जाता है मैं कृष्ण के हूं, कृष्ण ही मेरा है। इसी प्रकार अहमता और ममता आकर के इनके हृदय में विराजमान होते हैं। और श्रीमाधुर्य विष्णु चक्रवर्ती पाद माधुर्य चकादमी ग्रंथ में वर्णन इस प्रकार वर्णन करते हैं, उस समय साधक भाव प्रेम जिसमें डूब जाते हैं, तब जो कभी भगवान के नाम लेकर के और चिंतन करते हैं, एवं तद सप्रणाम कृत्वा जकानु रागो दुतुतितुच्चै हसति अतो रोदि रोदि गायन उन्मादवत् नित्यति लोकवाज्य। उस समय साधक भगवान के नाम लेकर के पागल के भांति वो कभी नित्य करते हैं और कभी गाते हैं, कभी धूल में गए लोट पोट खाते हैं, इस प्रकार को रहते हैं। कभी कोई भगवान के लीला स्मरण करके रोते हैं और कभी कोई भगवान की इसी प्रकार लीला स्मरण करके कोई भी वो उद्दंड होकर नित्य करते हैं, कभी हंसते हैं कभी गाते हैं। उनके लिए अलौकिक भाव चेष्टा आदि जो है साधारण मनुष्य समझ नहीं पाते हैं उस समय। और एक हो जाता है माधुर्य कर्मणि इस प्रकार विश्वनाथ चतुर्वर्ती पाद कहते हैं, कभी भी उनके हृदय में इस प्रकार भाव हो जाते हैं, अहो मैं कुछ साधन भजन नहीं किया, मेरा जीवन जो है व्यर्थ चला गया। प्रातः काल में कोई एक ब्राह्मण बटु ब्राह्मण के देखा, बटु ब्राह्मण के देख करके वो कहते हैं आपके बगल में जो छिपा हुआ है वो कौन सा ग्रंथ है? भागवत है ना? हाँ हाँ श्रीमद् भागवत है। अहो आप मुझे छिपा करके एक श्रीमद् भागवत की जो है कथा मुझे श्रवण करा दीजिए। उस समय जब बटु ब्राह्मण कई भागवत के एक सुंदर रस पंचोध्याय की कथा जब वर्णन करते हैं, बकरी माधुर्य लीला की कथा बोलते हैं, तब वो लोट पोट खाते हैं और भगवान के नाम लेकर के नृत्य करते हैं। उनके अलौकिक चेष्टा आदि वर्णन करना संभव नहीं है। उनके क्रिया मुद्रा आदि इस प्रकार है, कभी कभी वो इस प्रकार रहते हैं दाम्भिक हो जाते हैं, कभी कभी अपने के दिन ही मानते हैं, कभी कोई विषय को देख करके ऐसे लगते हैं मुझे जैसे जहरीली सांप मुझे जस रहे हैं। संसार के जो अंधभूत मानते हैं, अपने स्त्री पुत्र परिवार के देख करके ऐसे लगते हैं ये अजगर के भांति मुझे निगल आ रहे हैं। कभी कोई सोचते हैं कि मैं ऐसे लोगों के साथ में रहा हूं, कभी कभी ऐसे ऐसे विषय में वार्ता भी करते हैं, उनके अलौकिक चेष्टा ये सब देख करके कोई समझ नहीं पाते हैं। उनके क्रिया मुद्रा आदि देख करके कोई कहते हैं ये पागल है। जैसे सुखदेव गोस्वामी पाद परीक्षित महाराज के सभा में जा रहे हैं, उनके बाल बिखरे हुए थे, 16 साल के लड़का जो है नंगे धड़ंगे चल रहे हैं, कोई उसको धूल झाड़ रहे हैं, कोई उसको जो है टट्टी पीछा बदल कर रहे हैं, किंतु परीक्षित थे सुखदेव गोस्वामी भूख छेद है और भगवान के लीला स्मरण करते जा रहे हैं। उसी प्रकार साधक की अलौकिक चेष्टा ये सब समझ नहीं पाते, इसलिए कोई कहते हैं विषयी लोग कहते हैं ये मूर्ख है, और कोई तात्विक लोग कहते हैं ये बिल्कुल पागल हो गया कुछ नहीं जानते, कोई और कोई कहते हैं ये दाम्भिक है, कभी कभी सभा में जाकर के बड़े बड़े ऊंचे ऊंचे बात करते हैं, देखते हैं कि क्रिया मुद्रा तो है नहीं कुछ भजन साधन का। इसी प्रकार बहुत प्रकार किंतु कोई महाप्रेमी भक्त मिल जाए कहते हैं अहो इनको तो महाप्रेम धन प्राप्त हो गया। जिस प्रकार चैतन्य महाप्रभु प्रकटानंद सरस्वती के निकट जब कहें गुरु जी ने मुझे मंत्र दिया और नाम मंत्र मैं जप करता हूँ और इस प्रकार मेरा भाव जो है हो गया, कोई कहते मुझे पागल है। मैं एक दिन गुरु जी के निकट कहा गुरु जी कि वा मंत्र दिला सही की बात आर बोल फल जपिते जपिते मंत्र करी पागल, गुरु जी आपने मुझे कौन सा मंत्र दिया, ये मंत्र मैं जप करता हूँ तो सभी मुझे कहते पागल, मैं कभी लटपुट खाता हूँ कभी नृत्य करता हूँ, संसार में मुझे पागल कहते हैं। गुरु जी कहते हैं नहीं बेटा ये तुम्हारे प्रेम के लक्षण है। इसी प्रकार कोई महाभक्त जो है प्रेमिक जन है उसको जान सकते हैं, उनके हृदय की जो है दूसरे को जान नहीं सकते। जो कादम्बरि ग्रंथ में इसके सुंदर रूप में वर्णन किए हैं कृष्ण आकर्षणी चसा, किस प्रकार कृष्ण स्वयं जो है आकर्षण कर लेते हैं, कहते हैं जिस प्रकार कमल
Thank you.
I want that you should explain the word.
Krishna akarshani cha.
No, no, wo chhod do. Oh, next subject. Or keep it for others also. What is the meaning of?
Puram Rezi kata hama
What?
Sandhananda Vishesh.
Haan. Sandhananda Vishesh. What is the meaning? What? First try to know the meaning. And then we should explain. Like he explained. Sandra Nanda. And then? Visheshatma. What is Visheshatma?
Nityasiddha Pridhanati Bhav Hridayame Jab Prakat
Hoye. Yes, sir. So why you could not tell? Yes.
Aage Sangyane Tara Udharan Dibyanta.
Aage Udharan Tara Kare. Go on.
Now, when you're devotee, being in the stage of
Bhav. Oh, you should try to keep in your heart. Don't forget.
When the devotee being in the stage of bhav goes on hearing, chanting and remembering, in the stage of bhav, chura sattva visheshatma prema soryamcha samya bhakruchi diyajitamasanya kridasa bhava uchite. One ray of the sun of the praying of Radhakmik Parka, the associates of Radha Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, it comes down through Guru Parampara from through his guru and associates, and is reflected into his heart. At that time, his heart begins to melt with various tastes. Baba Kraft Abhilas, Anukul Abhilas, Sohard Abhilas, so many desires to meet with his Ishtadev, to serve his Ishtadev, and have very intimate relation with Ishtadev. So this stage is called Bhav. But as he goes on doing sadhana bhajan, what happens? Now Shuddha Sattva starts to flood his heart completely. So in that stage, he comes now in the stage of praying. What is that stage? Samyak masunita santo mamata atishayankitaha bhava sa eva sangatma udai prema nigatkite. Those who, Buddha, intelligent persons, they have ascertained that when, as the heart was melting in the stage of bhava, now samyak masunita santo, it's totally liquidized, completely melted now. Samyak masunita santo. Mamata tishankitaha. And his heart is infused with very, very intense mamata. That means possessiveness, minus for Krishna. Gurudeva says, don't be minus, minus. Don't be without minus, minus, minus. So now he has so much possessiveness for Krishna. And here, bhava sa eva sandratma. The meaning is sandrananda visheshatma. That the happiness that he feels now, the ananda, it is called sandra ananda. Very, very condensed. How condensed? Or in Shastra, it is written, Srila, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was explained to Sanatana Goswami, that when this stage comes, sandra ananda visheshatma, then the happiness of mukti, or the happiness of brahmananda, realizing brahman, it cannot be equal to one tiny atom of the endless ocean of this premananda. So here, this happiness is so inconceivable. We cannot even think of it. Brahmananda
is
endless ocean.
What is Vishesh Atma?
Vishesh Atma. Vishesh Atma. This is the special happiness which is in the Atma, the
loss
of Vagatmik Parka.
No. You should. No. You know Sandini, Sambit and Hladi. On the platform of Sandini, anything transformed by Sandini is called Shuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva. And there is essence of Hladini and
Sambit,
mixing together, and when they appear on the platform of Sandini Shuddha Sattva, then this is called Vishesh Atma. What meaning? Oh, Hladini is himself Srimadiri Adhika. Sarup Shakti, but especially Sarup Shakti, or his highest mode in Lhadli mode. Even this Lhadli mode is not in highest
stage
in Krishna even, not Madan. And that Madan Krishna wants to realize, to taste. So it is only in the essence of Lhadini in Radhika. The modes in Radhika, how to serve Krishna and please Krishna, is bhav. What bhav? Oh, coming from Sambit. Sambit means knowledge. But knowledge is transformed into bhav, and bhav to sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, like this. This mode in Radhika. So these are the essence of Sanjani and Sambit and Hladini, this mode, to serve Krishna in highest way. And when they come in Shuddha Sattva, Fati Sattva, and it transformation of Sandhini. No? And in Sandhini, Shuddha Sattva, Jiva Tattva, who are liberated. No? Who are liberated. And Vishuddha Sattva, Krishna and his swans, or like that, they are called Vishuddha Sattva. Jiva, not Vishuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva, it may be. Ashuddha and Shuddha. Ashuddha those who are not liberated. And Shuddha?
Liberated.
And Vishuddha Sattva, Krishna and his all
incarnation,
like up to Vishnu, they are Vishuddha Sattva. But Vishuddha Sattva, when it will be with essence of Lhadini and
Sambit,
if it comes in Jeeva, that essence to serve Krishna, then it will be Ghananda,
Sandananda Visheshatma.
Then it will be Visheshatma. Otherwise not. So very high class. I told, it is very hard to realize and keep in your heart. But even I told, something must come. You should know there are something. Generally, ordinary preachers cannot tell. Those who hear from their guru and serving guru, then he will have capacity to keep here. And they can tell all these things. Otherwise, very hard in this world. So you are so much fortunate to hear. Even a particle will keep here. You are very lucky. Really, you are lucky. But try to take all these things. And then one, what become? What is that? Any question?
Hare Krishna. So Gurudev ordered me the 6 leaves of bhakti called Sri Krishna Karsani Chasa. We have to know Sri Krishna Karsani. What do you mean by Sri Krishna Karsani? If you disjoin Sandhi, then Sri Krishna plus Akarsani is equal to Sri Krishna Karsani. Sri Krishna means Sri Krishna, Akarsani means who can attract Sri Krishna. When sadhu, who is sadhu? Sri Krishna darshana jagata iti sadhaka billa mangaladaya. Who is qualified to take darshan of Krishna? They are called sadhu. When sadhu in the supreme stage, in praying stage, when he has some possessiveness that Krishna is mine, at that time, Krishna also attracts by his devotion. Sri Krishna bound to attract towards him. Just like you know about Billa Mangal. He, when he was going to Vrindavan, on the way, again he falls in trap of one lust, then he pinches eyes. When he arrived in Vrindavan, then his love was so condensed. Krishna bound to come, Krishna came with, alone, not alone, with Radhika. Both of them, they have so eagerness, they want to give darshan to Billa Mangal. Radhika and Krishna, both they are going towards Billa Mangal. Krishna is telling Radhika, be careful, don't go further. You know, blind person, they can catch anyone by the sound. Radhika is telling, oh, I am so far away, how he can catch me? That means Krishna is hinting Billa Mangal, now be ready, Radhika is coming towards you, must catch his lotus feet. Radhika is hinting, no, I am far away, that means don't try to catch now. As soon as possible, when he comes nearest to you, then he will catch. They are hinting by this way. When they come nearer and nearest, then Krishna called, don't go, then he will catch. Now he is in your
very near.
Then Radhika catch hold Radhika's feet, Billa Mangal. Oh, chalo, give me up my feet. Then Billa Mangal humbly request, I want to take your darshan with your lotus feet. Then Krishna and Radhika, they became so merciful. They mercifully allow him to keep their hand on his head, then his eyes come out. Not like a material eyes. By this material eyes he could not see Krishna. So when he took darshan of Vibhun Kapu, then they told, our darshan is inflammable. So please ask some benediction. Billa Mangal told, please make me blind again. Then they became wonder, why? Prabhu, by which eyes I have seen your beauty? I don't want to see any more beauty in this world. So I want to be blind, then by my heart I shall always remember you all. Both of you, nothing else. Another example, when our Purvacharya, in our Guru Parampara, Madhavendra Puripada was doing bhajan in Govardhan. He never asked anyone, please give me some madhukari or give me some food, give me some prasad. He was doing bhajan. So his stage was so high. Then Krishna approached towards him by his devotion and came in a disguise of cowherd boy with a full of milk pot and told, oh Baba, why you are sitting all alone doing bhajan? Why not asking from Brajavasi any prasad? Better, you can go into Braja and ask some prasad. Madhavendra can keep silent. Then he gave this milk pot. Oh Baba, please take this. Later I shall come to bring this pot back. When he went away, then Madhavendra was thinking, oh, any voice of this material world not able to attract me. But today, why? My mind is not fixing in my bhajan. Always this sound is vibrating in my heart. What is the cause? I have to wait unless until he is not coming back. The last night, when he about to sleep, dreams come. Gopal Dev came and told, oh Madhavendra Puri, for a long time I am waiting for you. I am under earth, please dig me and serve me. And when Madhavendra Puri served him, and that Gopal told him, oh, I am feeling so much burning sensation. Please go Jagannath Puri and bring from there camphor and sandal wood and make it paste and put on my body. Then my body will be cool. So he is so attracted by his love, by his devotion. So he came and told all these things. Now give me another example of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami.
Not so much. Time
even Radhika came to serve them by their love. Now time is over and there is a drama also. So I am no chance to explain. When other chances then I can get chance, I shall explain. Hare Krishna, Hare Swami, Gansakal Bhakta Rupa Goswami, Pasamadhi Bhavi Vakti.
So now we are coming down. Where? Sadhan Bhakti. Sadhan Bhakti. Rup Goswami is telling. So, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Latavi. Seed of Bhakti Creeper. That we explained so much today. Now, Bhakti Latavi. Everywhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita, everywhere it has been told. Shraddha is the seed of Bhakti Lata. No harm, same thing. But by hearing from Gurudev, Vaishnava, anyone, high class of devotee, a desire comes in the sadhak heart that by serving Krishna, by all suffering will go away. My life will be successful. Then it is called seed of Bhakti Lata. But the fruit of this or symptom of this desire to serve Krishna is Shraddha. What is that Shraddha? So much faith in Guru words. So much faith in a Shastra and so much faith in Krishna word or his manifestations. Shraddha. Guru ke bachano mein Shraddha hogi aur Shastra ke bachano mein aur Bhagwan ke bachano mein Shraddha hogi. Isme bhi ek vishesh baat hai. कभी कभी तीनों में से एक को विपरीत जैसे भाव हो सकता है. जैसे कोई शास्त्र की बात नहीं है कभी वैष्णव और कृष्ण गुरु ये दोनों उसको कहते हैं जो ठीक है तो वो ठीक है शास्त्र में नहीं होने पर भी. शास्त्र में होने पर भी उसका डीप मीनिंग है इसलिए समझ नहीं पाते हैं शास्त्र का वही भी तात्पर्य है. यदि गुरु और शास्त्र एक बात कहते हैं तो वो मान लो. कभी कभी शास्त्र और वैष्णव एक बात कहते हैं गुरु दूसरी बात कहते हैं तो
सदगुरु हो तो रिकनसाइल करना पड़ेगा.
सदगुरु हो तो रिकनसाइल कर लो और नहीं तो उस बात को मत मानो. व्हाट आई टोल्ड, व्हाट आई टोल्ड, ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड. हरि गुरु की साधु गुरु शास्त्र वाक्य चित्ते ते करिया आइक दिस अ वेरी डीप मीनिंग. व्हेन साधु एंड गुरु आर वन साइड एंड शास्त्र इज वन साइड देन ट्राई टू
मेजोरिटी मस्ट बी ग्रांटेड.
यस ऑल्सो दैट शास्त्र इज टेलिंग समथिंग व्हाट गुरु एंड वैष्णव आर टेलिंग. बट इफ Shastra and Vaishnava are in same one opinion and Guru has some other opinion, then if he is Sadguru, high class of Vaishnava, so you should try to reconcile why he is. You can ask your Gurudev, why Gurudev you are telling like this? And if he is not removing your doubts, then don't follow his words. Guru na shashyat Swajano na shashyat. Here apply this word. You should try to reject the words of Guru. And when Guru is very high, then you should reconcile. And if Shastra and Guru is one side and Vaishnava are telling so, so try to reconcile all these things and try to, which are
vote in more their
majority.
If sadhu and guru, majority. If Krishna and Shastra, Vaishnava, and Shastri is telling same thing, one thing, oh, you should think. So you should accept that thing. Oh, you should clear it. What I told? Oh, Prabhu, what I told? Guru, what I told? Chitete kariyakad, what I told? Like Shraddha I told. Shraddha in Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, Vakya. Totally, very, with Nishtha.
If the Sadguru's words are in contradiction to the words of the Shastra and the Vaishnavas, then you should try to reconcile.
If he is high class of Guru,
high class,
and not high class of Guru,
then two out of three wins.
You should reject that. You should not follow.
And so in any situation like that, we have to make some reconciliation. If the Guru is very high, then we should follow. We should try to reconcile his words.
Like Krishna has told, don't follow my words. Don't follow me. Follow my words and follow my which are favorable for my words.
My instructions and my activities match. The Guru says, if my personal activities and my instructions to you match, if they're the same, then follow me. If my activities are so high and my instructions are just for you, the neophyte, then follow my instructions and don't try to imitate me.
Like, you shouldn't make any rash, even by mind. Oh, these are my activity, pastimes, so don't follow. Follow my words. Oh, you should hear with very honor. You can do that. So we should try to know all these things. And then, Dridha Shraddha. Then, oh, he will be like what? Khanda khanda jadi jaya, jaya deha pran, tabo ame badane na chara. If that kind of Shraddha has come, he doesn't know so many arguments and know so much Siddhan, but he cannot give up chanting name or hearing. He cannot give up devotion. He will be so strong. Gaur Premanande.
Shamrani ji ne jo vyakhya ki hai, usme Guru ji ke liye bola hai. Guru ji keh rahe hain meri.
Pasaran se class on the 8th of June 2001 in Kijkduin, Holland. Hare Krishna.